Well, obviously, Miss Eckert, it's quite an honor for you today.
Yes, it is. Oh, absolutely.
That's okay. And to have your son recognized like in this program like this, and to meet Brad and how they feel about honoring your son, how does that make y'all feel?
Very humble.
Very, very humbling. I think anything we can do to keep not only Chris, but any soldier, their name, their memory alive, the sacrifices that they've made, it means everything. And it means everything to the families who've lost these soldiers, men or women. And it should really mean a lot to our country for the sacrifice that they've made. We can't thank Brad and their team enough for taking the time to do the things that they're doing to help keep that memory alive over Memorial Day.
Heard you talking to Brad and telling him a little bit about how motivated your son was and how disciplined he was to be in the Marine Corps. Was that just a passion of his entire life to be in the Marine Corps?
Always, ever since he was little, he wanted to be a Marine.
And his good friend, his name again?
Casey Mahoney. And I tell you, we can't begin to thank Casey enough for getting this started. It just kind of was a surprise. He just contacted us and said, hey, how would y'all like to do this? And we're like, I'm just blown away by the opportunity.
We try to get Chris's name out as much as we can. And it's Memorial Day, so it's not just Chris. It's all of them, you know. And we just happen to be fortunate enough to be able to get Chris's name on a car.
Yeah. You
know? So. And plan on coming out Sunday to the race?
Yep. Yes. Yep, we'll be there Sunday.
Be there with bells on. We see this car first.
Without any rain, right? I mean, I think they're calling for some rain, so hopefully the weather is nice for us. And hopefully everything works.
One thing you want to tell everybody to remember about your son?
I think for me, I think it would be the dedication that he had and being an outstanding soldier to help save other people's lives. It meant more to him than anything else in the world to be the absolute best Marine he could possibly be.
He once said, I didn't want him to keep re-enlisting. And he says, well, Mom, what better way to die than die for your country? Well, my response was, give me grandchildren. And he did.
He was married?
Yes.
Yeah. When he was killed, he had a 3-year-old and about 18-month-old. So... Yeah.
But he loved his country. He did. And we come by a service station one day and the flag was all beat up. He called a major company and told them about it. So they got that flag down and replaced it.
Before he was even in the military, you know, the gas station on Spring Grove, the gas house,
yeah,
I guess?
Yeah.
The great big amount. Well, it's tethered. Uh-huh. Before Chris had even joined the military, he called them and said, you should remove that flag and replace it. And I think the next day or shortly thereafter, they got a new one. He was just that dedicated to this country and loved this country and loved what he done for his country.
So. What was your reaction when you found out that Chris would be honored on the car like this?
I was ecstatic.
I was speechless. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Wow. No way. Yeah. Wow. You know, what an honor.
Yeah.
What an honor.
Just, And speechless. I mean, what do you say to that? You know, to be recognized and so and
a major sport like this.
Yeah.
What would it mean to you if Brad won the whole 600?
That would be just the crown. You know, to have
Chris's name in the winner's circle.
And in the winner's circle.
Wow.
I mean, Chris was a winner.
Yeah.
And here, it would be the icing on the cake.
Yeah.
It would.
How do you think Chris would have felt about being honored like this?
Chris probably would
have said, nah. Mom, don't mention my name. Don't do this. But I think he'd be proud of the things that we've been able to do to keep his name alive. And not only, you know, just for Chris or Mom and I, but I hope that by keeping his name alive, when his children get old enough, they'll be able to see how great their father was. And the things that he done.
We keep every card that we get, you know, for his boys. And I think that they would be proud of what we're doing for their dad. they come up. You know, we have a room dedicated to Chris, and they enjoy that room. And they enjoy sitting down and looking at pictures. Kids nowadays don't have pictures to look at. So they'll get the photo albums out and look at their dads, you know, and them when they were little. So I think they would be very proud.
So you said you have a room dedicated to him. What's in this room?
Got a shadow box of his uniform, his dress blues with all of his ribbons, the flag, you know,
we have three flags presented to him.
Yeah, we've had flags from different places, but the one from the funeral is right above his uniform. What is the hockey?
We had his name on a hockey t-shirt. Fallen Heroes had, not Heroes, Wounded Warriors.
Yeah.
And one of my distant cousins was playing hockey and asked if he could carry Chris's name.
Thinking.
So we have that hanging up in there. Have a football helmet from
the Panthers, with a lot of the teams and players have signed in.
Just all kind of little pictures and
trinkets.
School pictures, you know, stuff like that going around.
People have made quilts, hands sewn quilts and actually sewn his picture into it. And they've all signed, everybody who had a hand in making it signed it, and we've got them hanging up on display. And
all military stuff, Marine stuff.
It's just, it used to be a carport, and years ago we turned it into a sunroom, and now it's turned into Chris's room. And it's just full
of anything. It just keeps growing.
Yeah.
Well, it'll grow again.
Yeah. Is there any other NASCAR merchandise in that room?
I don't think so. This will be the first. Okay. So.
I think so, especially the oldest one.
The oldest one for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will they be there also?
No,
they will not.
They're not going to be able to come. They still live in Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Okay.
And they've still got school and. Right. Yeah. So they see everything new that we get, you know. So.
You've got this necklace on that you talked to Brad
about.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
When Chris went into the military, his first deployment was a Gold Star. And we had Blue Star, I'm sorry. And we hung the Blue Star flag in my living room window. When this started back in probably the First War, if a family member shipped out, they put up a Blue Star. And every how many was gone, that's how many Blue Stars you hung up. Well, I had one. Well, if they don't come home, you put up, take the blue down, put up a gold. And that's what this is. I'm a Gold Star mom, and this is what this is. It comes as a pin, and I didn't want to wear a pin every day, so I put it on my special necklace and wear it every day.
It's close to you, right?
It's very close.
You remember the last time you took that necklace off?
No. Oh, I had an x-ray one time. Usually they let me put it in my mouth, but this time the lady wouldn't let me do it.
Keep it on? That's the only time.
That's the only time I take it off. No. My grandchildren say, how do you sleep with that? And I said, don't bother me a bit. You know, this is one of his wristbands, and I wear it every day too. Yeah. And I have a sticker on the back of my car of a soldier's cross with his name on it. And I have the Gold Star. Yes. He's all over my house. He's in every room of my house, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, we keep him very much alive. Talk about him a lot. Cry about him a lot still. Yeah. But we talk about him a lot. Miss him very bad.
You guys mentioned how Casey was sort of the one who got all this going and how they were friends for so long. What was their relationship like?
Close. Casey was at our house more than he was probably home, and Chris was probably at their house more than he was home. And
they grew up together.
Yeah. And, they were just best friends, same age, and lived close to each other. And
best man at each other's weddings.
Really?
Yeah. Chris got married at the beach. Casey was there, and Chris was at Casey's best man, you know. And our dad's church was his mom. You know, we're still all little neighborhood.
I'm sure Casey's did